This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 367 for Wednesday, April 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are on the rise Wednesday morning following the release of the Stat Canada report on prospective plantings. The July canola contract advances $6.40 at $732.80 per ton, and new crop November gains $6.20 at $701.20 per ton. Stat Canada estimates that about 21.6 million acres of canola will be planted in 2023-24, a 0.9% increase over last year. Total wheat acres are pegged at nearly 27 million, up by more than 6%. Spring wheat acres increase 7.5% at 19.4 million, and durum nudges up 0.9% at 6.1 million acres. Also, soybean acres are to be up 4.5% at 5.5 million. Corn for grain rises 2.8% at 3.7 million. Meanwhile, lentils are to see a 8% drop at 4 million acres, and dry peas are to be down 4.6% at 3.2 million acres. Support for canola is also coming from small gains in Chicago soy oil, plus sharp upticks in European rapeseed. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as Malaysian palm oil, are tempering further increases. Declines in global crude oil prices are putting pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged, despite a sharp drop in the United States dollar. The loonie is firm at 73.4 U.S. cents. The U.S. Midwest is forecast to receive below normal precipitation, along with cooler temperatures, potentially slowing planting progress. Dr. Michael Cardonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor pegs planted U.S. corn acres at 91.5 million this spring, 500,000 below the U.S. Department of Agriculture's March estimate. Cardonnier projects soybean acres at 88 million, up a half million from the USDA's call. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are narrowly mixed on Wednesday morning. The July contract inches up a penny at $14.19 per bushel. July soy oil adds a third of a cent at 52.47 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal loses $5.90 at $4.29.10 for short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract shedding 2 cents at $6.05.5 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its July contract down a nickel at $3.29. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago July eases back a half cent at $6.52.5. Kansas City July is down a nickel at $7.98. And Minneapolis July gives up a dime at $8.27. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.